iconic alternative anyway.
It's playful and energetic. A safe place to let your hair down.
Or comb it over. Whatever.
And a bunch of great songs.
Are they all great?
Yes. They are all actually great. Mostly.
If you say so, cool guy.
Calgary's iconic alternative. 107.3 The Edge. Canadian artist.
It's the law. And I'll tell you this, I'm not going back to prison.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
I'm saying,
wow.
Several times.
107.3 The Edge.
The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand. The angry boy, a bit too insane. Icing over a secret pain.
From the Retro Bin,
1978.
probably, at something.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Sure, it's true. I can't do simple math.
I blame the calculator.
1073 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
Forget.
love 90s music so much? Well, look, in 1991 alone, R.E.M. released Out of Time. We got the first Smashing Pumpkins album. Sarah McLachlan released Solus. The first Tea Party album came out. Pearl Jam released 10. Soundgarden broke through with Bad Motorfinger. U2 gave us Achtung Baby. And Nirvana's Nevermind and Blood Sugar Sex Magik from the Chili Peppers came out on the same day. Any more questions about 1991? We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
Turn your day into a casino day. Play thousands of games, including slots, tables, live games, and jackpots. Join the fun at Casino Days. No purchase necessary. Open to all players 18 years and older. Free to play. Please enjoy responsibly.
Chorus Entertainment, home to 36 radio stations, including 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative, broadcasting throughout Alberta and now nationally on iHeartRadio. Download the free app today or tune us in at iHeartRadio.ca.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Score in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at PCExpress.ca.
Picture this. A snowy morning, and you're staring at where your driveway used to be. Your neighbor's Toyota RAV4 with all-wheel drive cruises by unfazed, making winter look easy. You're thinking, that should be me. Yes. Yes, it should. It's time to upgrade your winter. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $95 weekly for 60 months at 6.69% with $3,999 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
You there, have you tried Subway's new Snackwich bundles?
Whoa, you're a bundle of energy.
But they're just $5!
Okay, chill.
There will be no chill. Get a toasty turkey ranch Snackwich with crispy potato rings. It's a bundle of a deal.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Or a hearty soup with a honey mustard ham Snackwich on Chabana. It tastes like a bundle of joy.
Yes, I get it.
It's delicious. And $5 at Subway.
Okay, bundle me in.
Price and participation may vary. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires February 16th, 2025.
Are you gonna say it?
Yes way.
Aw, baby, what's wrong?
There's no orthodontist reality TV. No keeping up with the orthodontists. No orthodontist bachelorette. Nothing.
You need Family Braces. They do braces and Invisalign in real life from only $149 a month. And consultations are free.
That's less than we pay for cable.
Then we can American Idolize your smile.
It'll be like the amazing smile.
Yeah.
Like that race.
Yeah, I got it.
Getting Invisalign or braces for only $149 a month is a reality at Family Braces. No referrals needed. Book your free consultation today at FamilyBraces.ca.
How to fix broken furnace. What's a heat exchanger?
You might not know how to fix a furnace, but we do. We're Reliance Home Comfort, here to take your call 24/7. And if you need a new furnace, ask us about our next day or we pay installation guarantee. Plus, right now, save 20% during the Reliance Team Member Pricing Event, where you pay what we pay. So if you need help now,
call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Home Network is here.
We are so lucky to be a part of this.
Every Thursday, watch heartwarming programs like an all-new Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8.
We have 96 hours to build a house.
And Honest Renovations, starring Jessica Alba and Lizzie Mathis at 9.
Changing these homes, we can change families.
There's no place like it. Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by ColorSpark. It starts with a spark.
The complete history of alternative rock.
Sundays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m.
With Alan.
Alan Cross.
Cross.
His mom made us say his name twice.
On 107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of new music is coming back to Calgary, and its reintroduction will begin with a multi-part series entitled The Complete History of Alternative Rock. And it's just like it sounds. The history of alternative music from its very beginnings. If you want to know where all this iconic alternative came from, this is perfect for you.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
Would you like to know more?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Symphony that's live.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Iconic alternative.
Here is the official definition.
It's like breakfast tacos. I mean, who doesn't like breakfast tacos?
Exactly.
This is 107.3 The Edge.
We'll be right back.
excited about my new weight loss secret?
Oh, yeah?
I just step outside for a bit and freeze my ass off.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
At the moment, I hear people wanting something.
What's up? This is Eddie Vedder from the band Pearl Jam.
Hi, this is Beck.
This is Gavin Rossdale of the band Bush.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
Today, we can choose from an infinite array of music. There are so many songs, so many artists, from so many genres, over so many years, that none of us will ever come close to experiencing it all. But that's okay, because most of us have a favorite style of music. We tend to find a sound that we like, and we stick with it over all others. For all kinds of very personal reasons, this becomes our favorite brand of music. For example, if you're listening to me right now, you're probably a big fan of rock music. More specifically, you're listening to the show on this station because at least some of your preferences lie in the realm of new rock or modern rock or alt rock, indie music, alternative music, whatever you want to call it. There just is a specific aesthetic and sensibility when it comes to rock music that seems to move you in these particular directions. But what exactly is that aesthetic? How did these sensibilities and styles develop? Where did they come from? Why do we consider one band alternative and another one to be something else entirely? And why are we so tribal when it comes to our choices in music? These are very complex questions, and the answers can only be found by examining 60 years of rock history. This is The Complete History of Alt-Rock, Chapter 1.
107.3 The Edge.
The Ongoing History of Alternative Rock with Alan Cross.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross, and we're about to start on a project that we haven't done on this show since the late 1990s. We're going to recount the entire history of alternative music. Because actions have consequences, history is a moving target. New details come out. New interpretations take shape. What used to be cool is now cheesy, and what used to be weird is now familiar and taken for granted. What was once deemed inconsequential a few years ago is now a big deal as the effects of that event ripple forward through time, disrupting our view of what we thought happened. We often don't understand why something was important until many, many, many years after the fact. Things sometimes need to stew and to simmer before its effects are really felt. And that's why I think it's important to periodically re-examine what we know and what we think we know about our music. The result should be a greater appreciation for what we hear today and for what came before. In the beginning, all rock was alternative. When songs like this started showing up in the early 1950s, this is Jackie Brenston's Rocket 88 with Ike Turner on vocals, it was actually a little frightening. This was the devil's music. Rhythm and blues, the so-called race records of the American South, had mated with hillbilly and country music to produce this strange offspring that scared decent folks.
You women have heard of jalopy, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
Teenagers, a new classification of that time between being a child and adulthood, loved this stuff. It was full of energy. It was primal. It was primitive. And because their parents and pastors hated it, it was wonderfully dangerous and therefore desirable.
Rock and roll music, and why I preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
But it was much, much more than just the beat. See, rock and roll had its own language, its own secret codes. The hip kids knew that the phrase rock and roll was an old African-American slang term for sex. White kids listening to black music with its jungle drums, that just wasn't decent. At the very least, this music was way too weird for many in their uptight, let's face it, racist views. While the rest of the world was listening to songs like this.
How much is that doggy in the window?
A young white truck driver who sounded like he was black began to change everything.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Elvis Presley was the first true rock and roll star, and if rock and roll was the alternative to the mainstream in the 1950s, we could also say that Elvis was our first alternative music star, too. Thanks to a new invention called the transistor radio, rock and roll became portable. So you no longer had to listen to the big console radio in the living room where mom and dad could hear. You could take your transistor radio everywhere and listen anywhere, safely away from people who might disapprove. And thanks to the low cost of making this new thing called a 7-inch single, rock music began to spread extremely quickly. But as Elvis became more of a mainstream star, there were those who were already looking to subvert things even further. This is Billy Lee Riley. He's a rockabilly singer who, just like Elvis, recorded for the Sun label in Memphis back in the 1950s. When he made this recording, rock and roll was only a few years old. But Billy Lee was taking this new music to extremes. Now, forget about Elvis and his swinging hips. People who sat in on some of Billy Lee's recording sessions remember how he sometimes literally swung upside down from the rafters, screaming into the microphone. Now, this boy was certainly different, even in the already radical new world of rock and roll. And there were others like him, like the weird and scary Little Richard. And Jerry Lee Lewis, a close relative of preacher Jimmy Swaggart. He pounded his pianos to splinters and sometimes set his pianos on fire. And this is before he married his 13-year-old cousin.
It's just great balls of fire.
In 1957, there was the darker sound of Gene Vincent, looking all tough and greasy in his leather jacket.
Well, bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Luna, she's my baby.
And then there was Eddie Cochran, whose songs about teenage boredom were later covered by Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols. Craze had begun in Southern California, and long before the Beach Boys sang about driving to the beach in their little Deuce coupe to catch a wave, there was Dick Dale. Dick played his guitar left-handed and upside down, and he managed to coax so many new sounds out of his guitar that he became a consultant for the Fender Company, testing amplifiers and portable reverb units. Now, Dick Dale never had a top 40 hit, but anyone who heard him play the guitar never forgot that sound of power. By 1963, teenagers around the world were anxious to make music of their own. Some could play their instruments, some couldn't. And really, not being able to play wasn't really that much of an issue. The important thing was just to go ahead and do it. The Kingsmen and Louie Louie, they recorded their slop rock anthem for $50. The completely unintelligible lyrics were rumored to be pornographic, but not even a six-month sound analysis test by the FBI could prove that. See, no one was trying to hide anything. The singer wore these heavy braces on his teeth, and he was forced to sing up into a single overhead microphone, so no wonder he couldn't enunciate. The Kingsmen launched the era of the American garage band, groups that were often rough and ragged, and who got risque from time to time with their material. Take, for example, Question Mark and the Mysterians. In 1966, they released a song that was supposed to be called 69 Tears. But, fearing that the connotations of the number 69 would offend people, their record company persuaded the group to make a change.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops.
Throughout the mid-60s, bands popped up in garages all across North America. We had the Seeds, the Count Five, the Barbarians, the Standells, the Troggs. Some of these bands wore leather jackets as part of their getup, giving them a rebellious James Dean kind of look. Some observers said these jackets made them look like punks. A few of these garage bands managed to have hit singles, but most of them did not. They remained underground, popular with a certain type of music fan, the kind that liked their music rough and raw and real. See, even as rock celebrated its 10th birthday, it had begun to segment and stratify. There was the acceptable mainstream stuff at the top, and the music that wasn't ready or interested in prime time. A new musical subculture was being born. And as all this was happening, three guys who would have incalculable effects on the development of alt-rock were just starting out. Nobody knew who they were, and no one could have foreseen the influence that they'd have. We'll meet them for the first time in moments.
The ongoing history of alternative rock.
Please take notes. There will be a quiz.
107.3, The Edge.
I want to see you bring the heat. I want to see you bring the flavor.
Dish it out.
It's okay, chef.
No comment.
Dig in.
This is a delicious flavor.
Bring it.
Oh, my God. Hey!
If you don't know the story,
wow,
you really don't know the dish.
Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Is that registered?
Brought to you by Pandora, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
Every single day, the Alberta Children's Hospital is here for kids. You can be too. Every dollar you donate through the Country 105 Caring for Kids Radiothon provides life-saving, life-changing, world-class care to kids when they need it most. Make a difference and donate by calling 403-802-2700 or at kidsradiothon.com. That number again is 403-802-2700 or at kidsradiothon.com.
A C300 is the exception, not the norm. It's the bad boy dressed as a good guy. And our New Year's sales event is so good, you would be bad to miss it. Lone Star Mercedes-Benz is offering savings up to $15,250 on our demonstrator C300 sedans. Truly an exception. With a little down, you can lease for $629 a month. Truly exceptional. Shop today and enjoy getting a good one while you can, because at Lone Star, our exceptions are exceptional.
Hello, Calgary. I'm Bruno Bergman, music director of the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra, and we have the cure for your winter blues. We'll be celebrating two big birthdays, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's and reggae superstar Bob Marley's, plus the music of 19th icons Nirvana, family favorites The Hockey Sweater and Harry Potter, a romantic Valentine's with Tchaikovsky in Love, a tribute to the sensational Tina Turner, and so much more. This is your Phil, your music. Get your tickets at calgaryphil.com.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
By 1965, three guys, two Americans and a Brit, had started their music careers. They weren't doing very well, so no one paid much attention. David Jones was a young saxophone player who loved Little Richard. The first time anyone really heard